Another trend which needs to be observed by the advertisers of the future is the globalization of markets. Due to various trade agreements and the decreases in transport costs, many firms are now advertising to global markets. Multinational corporations, if they wish to succeed in the global markets, need to have a highly positive corporate image. It can be very difficult to find an advertisement which works in every country. However, some firms have been successful. For example, Ronald McDonald is successful as a trade character all around the world in advertisements. The Coca-Cola ad, which used a choir of international children, also worked. The campaign by the clothing company Benetton, United Colors of Benetton, has always succeeded by using international imagery which appeals to consumers in many different countries. Such global advertising is not always possible, however, and sometimes more local adaptation is necessary. In a slice of life commercial, for example, people like to see their own kind. Also, as a spokesman or woman for a product, a local person can often be more effective. Consumers also like to see things in ads which are familiar to them. For this reason, the globalization of markets increases the advertising expenses of a company, as a specific ad often needs to be made for each separate geographical market. Globalization does, however, cause other reductions in costs due to economies of scale and can be seen as an increasing trend in future advertising and marketing. In understanding global markets, it is not only important to change the content of the advertising, but also the media mix of the advertising. To illustrate this point, we can compare the US market to other markets. Where TV ads are all important in the US, in former Soviet bloc countries, trade fairs are very effective ways to sell consumer products. In Europe, cinema advertisements are a very successful way to advertise. In the US, this is not the case. Also, in terms of outdoor advertising, the US and Europe are very different. In the US, most outdoor billboard-type advertising is placed on motorways and state highways. In Europe, this form of ad is more widely used in and around major cities. In some countries, advertising in the subway or underground systems is not allowed. And in some countries, commercial TV stations are very few. These and many more media differences show that any global advertiser requires a review of his media choices. The future of advertising is difficult to predict, as stated earlier, but one sure point is that advertising will become more global as companies expand over geographical boundaries. The development of the green consumer will also change advertising for at least another 20 years, and probably longer. And of course, the advertising of the future will be conducted through whatever new modern media come into existence.